So, welcome to Marcelo, welcome to the audience. Tonight, on our Friday night Inner Space Talk, it's the 8 Asanas to Open Your Heart. Marcelo is joining us from Colombia. He is a coach, a consultant, an author in human development, leadership, team building, and communication. And he is also, on top of all of that, the coordinator of the Brahmakumaris Meditation Centers in Colombia. So not just the centers, but also the activities. So we've invited Marcelo to share on how is it possible to live with your heart open? And what are the exercises that enable me to keep my heart open? But I don't want it open in a way that I take hurt. So can I be smart about guarding my heart from pain and hurt, but also keeping it open? And what are the benefits? So Marcelo is going to share with us now for around 30, 40 minutes. He's going to guide us in a very short 3-minute meditation, and then he'll be taking your questions. What we'd like you to do is send your questions to us via the question and answer link. And I will be taking those questions and putting them to Marcelo. So Marcelo, over to you. Thank you.
First of all, thank you, Artie and the Inner Space, for inviting me to London. So I'm there in London with the Zoom airline, and so it's much cheaper, much less queues. Oh, yeah. So, but I would like to be there anyway. Let's see if one day, I guess, yeah, it will be possible one day. But let's see when we can be there physically. You know, about 1 year ago, there was a video circulating. It's still there in the internet. You can look for it. It's called 8 Postures of the Heart. And it touched my heart, really. It was a perfect blend between spirituality, wisdom, art, and lightness. There were lots of things. So many people talking, dancing, so many things happening there, but you don't feel, you just enjoy that. Then I was thinking that, well, you probably like to do some asana, no? Even the asanas you don't know. Do you know the cat asana? It's this one, right? Yeah, that's the cat asana, you know? And so many people, they do asanas nowadays. Many people do hatha yoga. And I was thinking the heart's like a muscle. So let's say if it's possible, it is possible to do an exercise, to do a posture, an asana, and change the shape of your heart. Of course, physically, don't try. But mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you can do. You can open your heart in 8 different ways. The asana is always for the self first. But when I work in these 8 asanas of the heart, I work in different media. I create many videos, podcasts, meditations. And my aim was also to touch people like you. People who need at that moment, and maybe still need some help, some energy, some spiritual positive love. So the lecture today will be like, I'll tell asana, I'll explain, and we do a little exercise, and then we'll go to the other one, and so on. As Art was saying, if you have any questions, just ask there. But I would like you to relax a little bit, to relax, to just enjoy the moment, because that's the first asana, to care. And to care is not only to take care, but also I care. I care about myself. I care about others too. But first, I care about myself. Is that point when love means something special? You remember the person and you buy something that that person liked, or you just call the person a little bit. You just send some thoughts to that person. You do something that touches their heart. But first of all, always take care of yourself. So love, the first thing is like feeling how much you care about yourself. The whole pandemic creates a big withdrawal, a big introversion process. So it's time that we go inside ourselves and look, how much do I really care? Am I really following my dreams? Am I really doing what I was wanting to do when I reached this age? Am I really careful about my diet, the information that comes to my mind, the people I talk to? So think about that. And the exercise, I'm going to use water as an exercise model. Okay, so water will be present all the time. So that's why I'm drinking a lot. I'm in a very warm place in Colombia, Cali. Maybe someone else knows that. And I just want you to just relax yourself. Just relax. And just feel you are drinking water, but the water of love. Just feel how you are refreshing yourself with love after a whole day working, talking to people. So many things happened this week. So just drink that water of love. Just love yourself with care, tenderness, kindness. Look out yourself there now. The second asana, and someone asked me to talk a little louder, means to come closer to the camera. So I think it's okay. So I hope it's better. So the second asana is that normally that love of care you take to people that you are looking around, people who are close to you physically, emotionally, you are calling them. But then there is another asana where your heart opens a little more. It's the asana of generosity. And now your heart is more than just a bottle of water. Your heart is like rain. So it's raining. Probably in nature, rain is one of the most generous things that nature does for us. Because when it rains, everything changes around us. Oh, sometimes it gets flooded, yeah. But in most places where things are okay, the rain is essential. I know, I live in Bogota, it rains every single day, you can't believe. So imagine that your love is more than just water, it's rain. Just think about that. And rain washes off. Rain cleans, changes. In the city I am now, it's very warm, so it's raining these days. So after the raining, you can smell, that's the smell of the rain. It's a different kind of smell. It's fresh. It makes you see the world in a different way too. Because many times you can't see things properly. Generosity is towards yourself first, but also towards other people. Other people you know, and they are close to you, but they are not so close. And it's time to look at them in a different way. I don't know if historians are going to work a lot at this time we are living. Probably they will have an excess of data with so much videos and texts and podcasts about what's happening now. But one thing I have noticed, how we change our perception in relation to people who are taking care of health, doctors, nurses, and a big bunch of people. I gave a course, I had that opportunity, I gave a course on resilience to frontline people who are working with patients of COVID-19. And I felt my love was like giving them something. They were working so hard, so many, many hours. You know, it's been a lot. So I want to just them to feel okay, to just make them to feel fresh and easy and calm. Because that's what love does in terms of generosity. It's when someone comes and hugs you and you feel that you are safe now. You are really safe. So now just feel that love like rain. That love that's wash off all the bad things, all the tiredness in the body. And let's give that love to other people who are not so close to you. Think about the people who are selling the market you go, or the police people who are taking care of the traffic. You see them every day, probably. Think about the people who are behind the internet, who are helping us to connect, and you don't see them much. And just feel that the rain of your love is reaching all of them. But first, yourself. And someone is asking if the transcript can stop. I don't know, I don't see it anymore. So I don't know if they're the people who are taking care of the backstage.
It has stopped. It has been stopped.
Okay, it's stopped now. So you have the bottle of water, now you have the rain. So if the rain keeps on falling, so there is something there that comes. It's part or a type, kind of generosity, which is mercy. And mercy is that feeling when you really want to give the person something, even so they don't want, but you really want to give that. It's you as a parent want to give your child something they really don't want, like broccoli, I don't know. And you really think they should take that. And mercy is how love is translated in a way. One of the most wonderful people I've met, was Dr. Roger Cole. Well, he's there, he's an Australian doctor. And he wrote a book, it's a very beautiful book, and The Mission of Love. I think you can get that in London. And he came here, he came to our countries, few countries around here. And he was telling me once that love in the practical life is mercy. Is that feeling that I really want to help that person. is the nurse that gives you the, you know, the vaccine. I think my arms is still a little painful, a little bit. So it gives you, she gives you the that because she knows it will make you better. Even so, my God, you would prefer you don't have it. But she knows it is good for you. So mercy is love in the form of a cascade, a water that's very strong. As a child in Brazil, I'm Brazilian, so I used to go a lot in cascades. And I remember it was so strong, it used to pain a little bit. But after a while, it was so good to be just there below that water coming very strong. Because your heart, when you are merciful, is a very strong heart. Because your love will reach thousands of people. Even though you don't realize, maybe you don't know how many people you have touched with your love, with your smile, with your eyes, with just one word that you give to others, but you are touching them, and a lot. I know so many merciful people, so many. And their love sometimes hurt a little bit, like a vaccine injection, but it's good. You feel healed, you feel powerful, you feel everything is okay, everything's all right after that. So it's like that cascade. So I'd like you to be under that cascade. I guess London is hot now, I guess, warm at least, right? So you can just be under that cascade of love. Just let love come to you. And if you believe in God, you can think that love comes there, from there, the rain. So remember, the water, the rain, the cascade. So it's all coming over you, inside you. So first of all, we are always merciful on the self. And second, our love is towards others. Other people that for some reason, because of a profession, because of a connection with them, we have to give them love. But it's not you have to. You give, because the cascade, it comes naturally. So just be under that cascade of love. Just feel yourself being cleaned by that love. But then there are those you don't know much, but they do need you a lot. There are those who need you to do something extra for them, something that is so important. There is a word that's very similar to mercy, and it's so similar that people confuse the meanings, which is compassion. And because I am a Latin guy, so I know Portuguese and Spanish, so it's a little easy for us to understand the word, because compassion is very easy. But you can think about compassion as that you are under that cascade of water, and you see someone there, and that person is also needing that cascade of water, and you just go and you help them to reach for it. And so compassion means that you know what the other person is going through. Maybe you don't know intellectually, and you didn't have gone through the same road the other person went. We are all very different people today here. But you are human, they are human, we can at least understand something about what they are going through. We can understand that. And that's a basic empathy. It's when your love, when you realize that your love is not reaching some people and you want to because they are so similar to you in a way or another. It touches your heart so much that they are there waiting for that love. I remember many, many years ago, I went to India, to Bombay. I went by train. When I arrived in train, I was supposed to be collected by a friend. His name was Sanjay. Now I guess many of you know about India. So how many of you know someone, anyone, by the name of Sanjay? Well, at that time, really, I just knew him. Well, I knew, no, in fact, I knew another one, but I didn't know his name was Sanjay. So I just knew him. So when I arrived at the train station, I didn't see Sanjay around. I had lots of cards, you know, business cards. And so I checked, there was a Sanjay there. I thought it was him. So I called. And after a while, I was able to get through, and it was not the Sanjay I was looking for. And my friend was just there in front of me. So I hang up, not so educated. Yeah, I know, no good manners. So when I arrived at my place where I was supposed to stay, I told my Sanjay, the friend, I called this person, I was so tired. I mean, it was almost 20 hours in the train plus all the things. So I was so tired. So I told him, please, can you call him? Can you apologize, you know? So he did a call and the person came. He came to talk with me. And he was going through hell. So many problems in his life. So many. I don't know why. I don't know why this misunderstand, because he didn't remember me, I didn't remember him. I don't know how I got that card, but that was when compassion is needed. I was able to talk with him. I was able to give at least some small comfort, and he got reconnected to Brahma Kumaris too, and that was beautiful. I want to ask you, is there any person you know who needs a bit of compassion from you? You can call compassion is like mercy plus empathy. Easy formula. Is there anyone around? Probably so. Maybe yourself. Maybe you were the one who is running away from the cascade. Now I remember I used to go with many people. And the other people, they used to leave. And I thought, why are they leaving? It's wonderful here. It's great. I could stay hours under that. But many people, they can't. And sometimes we ourselves, we run away from our own cascade of love. And it's extremely important. Extremely important. So now think about those people. And just go hug them subtly in your mind and bring them to the cascade of your love or God's love. So, okay, we are in the middle way, right? So we start with care. So the heart cares. Then we go to generosity. The heart becomes a little big. Mercy, the heart is strong. And compassion, the heart's like a hug that goes and hug. So I think it's easy to remember, right? Okay, now this water starts to flow. And there is something I see that we all, as human beings, we need to do once, twice, probably 100 times. At some point, this cascade turns into a river of forgiveness. And that's the other asana, to forgive. And to forgive is wonderful. It's one of the things that triggers lots of pure and beautiful emotions. I live in a place where people talk about forgiveness a lot. I think I'm from a family that needs lots of forgiveness. I think I am from my skin type. I'm from some descendants, people that should look for lots of forgiveness. I think I made lots of mistakes in this 1 year I didn't meet you. I'm sure lots of mistakes were made. And forgiveness is there, but forgiveness is not as some people think of, that you forgive the other person, you forget, and everybody's happy and everybody's dancing. It's a process. It's a real, real process. This is why it's like a river that crosses many areas, different ways. And sometimes the river is dirty. Other times it's clean. So forgiveness operates in that dynamic way. A very important person in my life in terms of my teachings and my spirituality, she's very humble. So one day she said, well, sometimes I can't forgive. And that was for me a moment of a spark there. Well, she can't forgive. And I realized I can't forgive sometimes because it's a river. And forgiveness is like the whole process of the river you have to go through. You have to cross all of that until the point where you can see the other person in the eyes and you can feel love. But meanwhile, the heart, your heart becomes like that river. And the river can hold many things. And forgiveness is something that will be built up every single day, every time, every way. And people will hurt you. You will hurt people too. But forgiveness will allow us to still talk with others, to still move on like human beings, to still look at each other's eyes. And that's the river we have to go and swim many times. We have to go through the river of forgiveness. So think about something that's very heavy in your heart. Maybe something other people did to you, or even something you did to other people. And just let me experience forgiveness as love flowing and dynamic. And like a river, any person can enter there. Any person can go out too. So you don't create obstacles. It's just your love just goes and flows to everyone. And that person, that yogi who said she couldn't forgive all the time, she said, I'll keep giving them good wishes. So that's the minimum of forgiveness. You know, there is one person, she creates so much problem to me, so much problem. So I keep giving them good wishes. I don't need to go and talk to her. I just give them good wishes. Just love, and that will help. One day the river will reach a lake, a beautiful lake. Until then, we keep on forgiving. We keep on stretching our heart, because that's forgiveness, you stretch our heart. So then we go to this lake. And this lake is a lake of a refuge. You know, refugee? So it's a place of safety. Your love is so big that even so you don't realize, you're creating a place of safety for so many people. So many people are relying on you. They are relying on your smile, your good morning, your good evening. They are looking for seeing you crossing the street. They know that you are coming home. They are, you are about to arrive. And maybe they are not so thankful. Maybe they are not so thoughtful to go and tell you how much they love you. But they do. And it's a big lake that we have been creating and creating and creating. It's a lake of love that many times we need when things are too bad, when there is lots of fire everywhere. So you just go into that lake and you just merge there and you just stay for a while and you just enjoy the coolness. Because that's when love becomes coolness. When love turns all the fire of problems and problems in the mind and situations and I don't have money for that, my health is bad. But then in the lake of your love, you just stay there and you just feel that energy of love. That's the time of healing. That's when your heart becomes like a place to hold you. You know, there is a verb in Spanish, which, well, the translation to hold, in fact, but it's so beautiful. Not all the countries use, they don't use much here in Colombia, but it's that feeling that when a mother gets the child, so it's like the child gets merged into the love of that mother or father. And that's the lake of love we all have. Love is a big healer. It's a very, very important healer. And many times we don't give enough value for healing. That, but you create a refuge. I know one person, he's going through so much. I think he went through like 5 operations, surgeries in 1 month only. He's going through so much. So my love towards that friend, very old friend of mine, is to hold him like a lake. So in a lake, the lake doesn't possess you, you know. You are free and you just heal. You just let yourself healing and healing. And I saw with my own eyes the change in his face, in his behavior, slowly. How he was able to heal. I was not by myself. That lake had many rivers coming there. It was a communitary lake. So many rivers were pouring love in there. And that person was taking love from everyone. And that helped a lot. So I want you to just merge yourself in your own love. And if you have any wound there, anything, even a little thorn that's, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable, just let yourself heal a little bit. So now let's get a little creative. So we had six, all relate to water, you know. So we went through all of that. Now we are going up. So let's think about our heart like could be a leverage, or it could be a lift that will raise you up. And that's one experience about love I have. I tell you, I don't like the word love much, because it's kind of cheaply used, you know, it's overused. Anything is love, love, love. But one experience about love I had in my life was upliftment. It was from someone who used to live in London. She passed away last year, very young, only 104 years old. That's it. She passed away. And once she came to the city where I am now, Cali, and we had a retreat with her, and she looked at me for 10 minutes or more straight. And my feeling was like I was being raised and raised and raised. And you know what? When you love someone, automatically, you are giving them a lift, literally a lift. Or you are entering to a lift yourself. Or maybe it's just a lever, something that goes up. You put you up there. Love is something that makes people big. Much bigger than they are. When a father who is big, very tall, tells the little child something good about him, her, immediately that child will become bigger too, will raise. So let your love also to raise you up. Just feel like you are flying over the lake of after healing. And you just go there, you just up and up and up. And the heart can be that, can be a lift too. And then you are up there. And then you look and you see the horizon. It's beautiful horizon. You can see very far in the distance. One of the problems of love, with love, is that we think in a very short term. We want love now. It's like instant coffee, you know, you want now. So just water, drink, and I love, yeah. Love is something in a long term. Love is something that it takes several years and decades. We can take the love of a mother, for instance. There was one Colombian who won a very important competition in France or Italy, in Europe. So they asked him, how is he going to celebrate? He said, well, I'm going to my mother's house. I'm going to eat her food there. That was his celebration, you know. And love takes time. The heart as a horizon is the understanding that when you love someone, it's forever. Even your neighbor, when you love your neighbor, because you should, and I'm sure you do, it's forever. Even when you are not together anymore, there is still love there. And we love each other as humankind. And even so, I am almost on the other side of India. My love goes to that country that's going through all the problems with the virus there. So the horizon is the ability of, when you love, to look in the distance. So all the things that are small, they become even smaller. So that word that person told you is not a big deal anymore. You lost your job, you get another one. You will. You have a problem in your health. Yes, there is treatment. There is something there. A few years ago, I went through a very bad time in my life, but with spirituality, meditation, it was not that bad, in fact. I mean, I didn't suffer, but it was bad in terms of I didn't get a job, there was lots of problems. So I start to get music and videos that showed me I could do things I was unable to do at that moment. And really, it took 2 years to go out of that situation. But those 2 years, I think I never felt more loved by people and even by myself, especially. Because I am giving myself the opportunity to look ahead, to look beyond this little small situation or the Zoom window. You don't know what's around here. I could have a big mess there and you don't even see it, right? And you are judging me according to my Zoom window. Someone is saying I'm speaking not loud enough just because it's the mics. We are judging me because of the mic. And that happens a lot in our lives. We are all, whenever we look at another person, if the person is just beside me, I'm looking through a Zoom window, a very small window, very small. So when the heart is a horizon, you break that. And I make myself speak a little louder just because of that person, because I love that person. And I don't show you the mess there. And it's amazing when you feel your love as something broad, something big and unlimited. When you really feel you can do something for those people. There is a young man here. He's a young politician, very young. And he's working in the city of Bogota. And of course, he's doing his political campaign, that's true. But the way he acts with people is really amazing. He's able to make people feel like they are his friend. No, he's not particularly humble. He's not arrogant either. He just talks. He just gave the love, his love. He has a position and he was probably the best one. I live in Bogota for almost 30 years. And he's the best one in his position since I am there in Bogota, just because he's going out there. And he's risking himself. He got the virus. So he's risking his life even to be there. He was during the manifestation, the protests, a stone hit him, and he said it was my fault. He said later, it was my fault. I was not looking properly. I was not attentive properly. And that's the love we all need to have now, because everybody, we all have so many problems, so many situations. But if you look love, if you use your heart as a horizon, in the horizon, everything is so small. And you only have beauty, everything is beautiful. So these are the 8 asana. So, to care. What's the second one? Generosity. Mercy, similar to mercy, compassion, yeah. Forgiveness, so you can think about the water. So the bottle of water, it's okay. The rain, the cascade, you take someone inside the cascade, and the river ends in a lake. The lake is a refuge, a safe place. That's the sixth asana. Then you go up in a lift, a lever. And then from there, you fly. Because when your love is like a horizon and it will happen, it happens many times, love becomes like wings and you are free to fly. And you also make people flying along with you all together. So these are the eight asana for you. So the only last message is just feel your own love first, especially if you are hurt, if you are in the uncertainty of the situations now, just feel your own love. And then just give love. Even so, if someone throws a rock at you, just take the rock and build a house, but move on. Just move on. Okay? So, is it okay, Arti?
That's brilliant. So before we have the meditation, could you just specifically mention 6, 7, and 8, the 6, 7, and 8 asanas? What was number 6? What was number 7? What was number 8?
Yeah, number 6 was a refuge, a safe place, like a lake. So your heart is like that. That's how I visualize the heart is like that. Then that's number 6, okay? Number 7 is like a lift or a lever, no? Something that makes you go up. And then 8 is like a horizon. So the heart goes and becomes very broad. Okay?
Lovely. Would you like to do a guided meditation? I know you've had lots of pauses, but just guide us through one.
Yes, but there are questions there too.
Can we respond first
and the meditating last, or how will you do?
Normally we do the meditation, and then anybody who has to leave can leave and we do the questions.
Okay, so we do some meditation. So we are in this horizon. So you have your wings of love. So let's have that meditation. So let me feel I'm free. I'm just light, free, full of love. Let me allow love to come into my mind, my awareness. Let me become love. And love makes me see the reality beyond limitations. Beyond the little window through which I see the world, I go beyond all of that. Love makes me unlimited, flying very high, very far. But the first love is towards myself. I'm the one flying. I'm the one loving. And so I am the one being loved too. Because every time I love, every time I give love, I receive, I feel, I am love, just love. And I know there are things and situations and people who challenge this love. But I am so high up there. There are no obstacles in the sky of my love. My heart is transformed. I'm like an angel of love, a beautiful being, and all those things, they were solved by the use of my love. And one day, I'll have many other people flying with me, with those wings of love. And I also take some time to experience love from God, from the Supreme Being, and just feel that energy. In that sense, God's like the sun, and His love touches mine, empowers it. Now I can make a whole world to fly with love. So I breathe deeply. It's like I am filling myself, my body, my environment with love. And I come back here. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcelo, it was beautiful. We're going to start with this first question. It's a great talk. Is obesity a form of lack of mercy on self and poor reception of love from others?
Well, I am not. I'm not a doctor, and I used to be obese just a short while ago, and I'm still in the fringe, you know, going, come, sometimes yes, sometimes not, sometimes yes, sometimes not. And I did lots of understanding. In my case, that's my personal case, was a lack of understanding of myself. Okay. Second, which is happening now, my lack of time management. I have to manage my time better because I have to do lots of things to keep my body in a way that other people don't. However, I think any type of sickness, you can always have mercy on yourself, always. It doesn't matter. It may be a sickness that you didn't create, maybe an accident some other person provoked, but you can feel love in terms of mercy. Love in terms of mercy is, what should I do with my body? What do I have to do? And yes, sometimes I have to do things that I don't want because they hurt. I don't feel like. And mercy means do it. So in that sense, it can work, but not only obesity, anything, you know, any problem. Obesity, I don't know if it's a sickness per se, but any problem you have your own, with your own body, just feel love for it. You just think, oh, my body is, I mean, it's always helping me. It's always okay. So let me help the body a little bit also. No, I have been sick these days because of blood pressure, high blood pressure. So I'm using mercy a lot and compassion a lot to deal with it.
Thank you. How can I create more love in my life? I live alone, so any tips?
Well, first of all, just understand that you have all love you need, you have in your own self, first of all. So you yourself is like that water that's flowing, so everything is there, it's in yourself. So as soon as I realize my own love, and a place like Brahma Kumaris can help you, other places can help you too, but as soon as I realize my own love, it will be natural to receive love from other people. It will be very easy. And that's my experience, because I was not, well, I don't consider myself a loving person, not yet. I don't. And I used to be a person who didn't have, or I think I didn't have, now I know I had friends or other people I felt I didn't have. I didn't have people who loved me. I thought that. And that was my feeling and my sensation. It took years of inner work to understand they always loved me. But I was blocked. So just let your own love flow. And that will help you to realize other people's love too. They are loving you, I'm sure.
Thank you. Marcelo, can you please share some more thoughts on being there for oneself with love, especially when you are feeling hurt, as it's hard to experience feeling love when I'm hurt?
Okay, so now we have to let's say, to differentiate different types of hurt. If you are really, really hurt, that you can't stop feeling down, I think you should have some professional help who can give you some tools. If you are hurt in such a way that you fell down a lot, but you are managing life, spirituality or religion can help you too. Now, there is another type of hurt, you know, like a friend of mine, I did something good, and she said, it's not good, you know, it's very ugly, in fact, you use this and that, you should be better. And I, what? You know, I felt like, what's that? And it's something I do out of love, you know I'm so much aware that I'm not a professional in that, but come on. It was cruel. So what I decided to do was, okay, she's my friend. And she's a very intelligent person. One of the most intelligent people I know. So why not taking her advice without the cruelty? You know, you just remove the spikes. And you just take the spice. You just take what's useful. So that's a way of dealing with love in terms of hurt. Maybe I have to understand what happened really, what took place. Okay, maybe I have to talk with that person in another time, in a different moment. And probably the reaction will be different. Okay, so these are some things you can do. Okay.
Thank you. Next question. I like the idea that if I give love, I receive it. But should I be discerning with my love so that nobody takes advantage?
Yeah, well, that's one problem in many places. Okay, I know one person who is a very good person, but his love is so big that people take advantage of him so much, so much. And I see it with my own eyes. But, you know, the interesting part is that he doesn't bother. His love is so broad and so big that he doesn't bother if people are taking advantage of him, you know? I mean, if I'm here, and people are taking advantage of me in some ways, is this harmful? If it's harmful, so love also works in that way. You can go and tell them the cascade, remember? Okay, it's a compassion, but before the cascade is rain, that's mercy. And mercy means the nurse comes to you and tells, I love you, and turn, you know? So sometimes you have to tell them, you have to talk to them. So practice this asana of love as mercy and talk to them if you feel you are being harmed, okay? Many times this is very common in our society nowadays, we are lacking so many things and we need so much cooperation. And it is quite possible that I give one hand and the person takes the whole arm, but maybe it's not her fault, his fault. You know, maybe I have to be clear. The only thing I can give is my hand. That's it.
That's very interesting. The way we communicate can also help. All right, next question. I have a friend who is who finds it very difficult to forgive others. And they also say nobody loves them. They physically find it difficult to care for themselves. How can I help? Unfortunately, I can't even tell them about the asanas that you've been speaking about. So how can they start to love themselves?
Many situations related to love require a professional help, you know. And many people they didn't have proper, well, I didn't have my father in my life until 6 years ago, 8 years ago. So many of us were kind of crippled. We don't have all the structure we need to create that love. So my only suggestion is keep loving the person, just keep loving. Maybe you don't need to hear their complaints. Instead of hear their complaints, you can just invite them for something constructive, you know, creative, some different energy. And I tell you that because you probably were is talking about me about 30 years ago. So I don't know how we met 30 years ago. I don't know how it worked. So the fact that someone took me to a place where I received love and I still receive love from that place, from those people, that made such a difference for me. But it has to be with patience. First of all, give love with your thoughts. Anytime you remember the person, you talk about the person, just try to give love. Well, just be aware if there is any problem that requires a medical assistance and help the person with that too.
Thank you. Next question. How can you keep your heart full of mercy in front of aggressive or unjust people?
Um,
That's fine. How can you keep your heart full of mercy in front of aggressive and unjust people?
Oh, yeah. When I give the course on resilience, the doctors, nurses, I interviewed a few of them, and they talked about that, about aggressive people, about people who are very... Do you remember there was a time that people didn't even believe in the virus? They believed this was a sort of fake thing. So one doctor was telling me that he was treating an old lady because of the virus, coronavirus. And she was in intensive care facility. And the daughter, she said, this is not true, this is false, it's all fake, etc. And so the doctor, he told her, well, let's see. And a few weeks later, the daughter was just by the side of the mother in the same intensive care facility. So the doctor used humor as a way of dealing. So sometimes mercy, you have to use with humor, with creativity, with a different types of energy, you know? If you are in the condition that you have to help someone for some reason, you are a parent, you are a boss, you are a neighbor of someone, and the person doesn't get your help and you need to give that help, so you have to give anyhow. So there are many creative ways in which you can express your mercy, okay, in a way or another. You can always invite the person for something special. You can always give a gift that will remind the person of the thing that they have to change. But remember, mercy first have on your own self. If you don't have mercy on your own, it will be difficult to help others.
Thank you. And finally, is it possible for you to just repeat the 8 asanas? Could you repeat the 8 asanas?
So to care, generosity, mercy, compassion. Care, generosity, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, a refuge, lift, and horizon.
Okay. Wow. Thank you. Very clear images. Thank you.